This is StoryCorps Oklahoma, produced by KOSU. I'm Rachel Hubbard. There are points in a life that could force or inspire a change of course. Even though he's a spunky and scrappy 9-year-old today, when Jason and Vanessa Hart heard that their son had cancer, in an instant, everything changed. They came to the StoryCorps booth in Oklahoma City to tell their story.
So our son, Brock Hart, was diagnosed with leukemia whenever he was 11 months old. He was in treatment for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And I think it made me more tolerant of other people. It made me realize that so many people have these stories that are going on in their lives, and we have no, you know, like you interact with them at the store or whatever, and you have no idea what is really happening to people. I felt like that going throughout my day to day. You know, he was in the hospital and maybe you were staying with him, but we still had to have groceries. So I go to the grocery store and walk around and think, no one has any idea that my kid is dying right now.
Yeah.
It was a really weird feeling, but it made me more empathetic to other people that I was around to think that they have things that they're dealing with too.
Yeah.
I remember one time I took JC, our daughter, to a gymnastics practice when she was probably 4 or 5, and Brock was still being fed through a feeding tube. And so I was trying to feed him at gymnastics, and so I'd hooked up the tube into the little port that goes into his stomach, and then you have to hook up a big syringe to that, and then you can pour the formula into the syringe and it like drains down into his stomach. Well, I did that while we were at gymnastics, and there's a little port on the tube that you can open up to put medicine in, mm-hmm. and then close it. Well, that opened up while I was trying to give him food. So instead of the formula going into his stomach, it just all poured right back out of that medicine port onto the floor all around me. So I'm trying, like I'm holding this kid and trying to feed him, and formula is pouring out onto the floor, and everyone is just staring at me like no one even said, hey, I'll go get you some paper towels. You know what I mean?
Right.
I felt so stupid and alone. Yeah, I felt so alone in that moment. Because no one offered. I'm sure they thought, I don't know what to do, but it, like if you see a big mess on the floor, you could at least get some paper towels is how I felt.
We're
at
not
the
asking
time.
You to feed our child through a feeding tube that you've
right,
never seen,
like,
but
just,
please.
Can I get some help here? That was a very isolating feeling, I think.
You were just an absolute amazing, amazing mother. There aren't words that describe how amazing you were and how much you cared and how much you loved and how hard you fought as a mom to beat cancer. And I love, now that I can look back, I love that you can look back, how much his life changed your life. She was a high school teacher, math teacher, when all this started. She just graduated December of 2017 as a PA. Cancer changed her life. One of our Sunday school teachers told us, you guys are running a 3-legged race at, we were only married, 10 years or something like that, better than she's seen couples 50 years in their marriage, that we were working together that well, that she was amazed at it. And we saw marriages get destroyed on that cancer floor.
Yeah, we've done all right.
We did okay. We pulled through.
I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.